The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I was listening with great interest to what was being said in that discussion. And as you know, I've got some slightly different opinions, but it's all good.
Okay.
It is. Well,
we kind of discussed that to some extent yesterday. And yeah, where are we going today, Rolien?
Well, I just want to, because I've come in on the back of that conversation, and you know, I hear what people are saying. I wouldn't call Whoopi an anti-Semite, but we do have a problem right now with how Jews are viewed through the spectrum of critical race theory and Holocaust revisionism, and the danger. And I've been looking at how people are responding to this. The danger is these kind of comments can't go unchecked. She did apologize. Now we need to see some kind of work from her. She can't go on another show and double down as she did on Stephen Colbert, another person who needs a few history lessons. But let's see how Whoopi uses these next 2 weeks.
Fair enough. We hear you. Let's move on to the Israel Report. Really interesting things happening in your part of the world. Gantz visiting Bahrain. That's an interesting story, right?
It is a very interesting story. It's another absolute historical first. The defense minister in the Kingdom of Bahrain, in fact, just earlier today, he met with His Majesty King Al-Khalifa. But he is there to meet with his counterpart, the defense minister of Bahrain, to sign those very, very important memorandums of understanding, which will see a significant increase in the amount of cooperation, both from a military and a security perspective, which goes to show that these Abraham Accords, the legs are getting longer and stronger. But what he had to say during a press conference was very, very interesting. The defense minister, who's not one for great reveals of information, said that the Israeli army had offered to help the Lebanese army at least four times over the last year, which is quite extraordinary. He says, you know, Lebanon's citizens are not our enemy, but we face a common threat in the form of Iran. Lebanon is basically the home base for the Iranian proxy Hezbollah, who also holds the Lebanese people hostage. And Gantz says, you know, he's hoping to strengthen the Lebanese army because they have to act almost as a counterweight to Iran and Iran's proxies. And he also visited, very, very important, the U.S. Fifth Fleet, who are stationed in Manama. Very nice pics of the extremely tall and, dare I say, dishy-looking Gantz on the big aircraft carrier. Listen, I say that, Andrea, Benji, you've got to understand.
I see a sister babe, Rolien. I get it.
If I talk about the ambassador from Bahrain or the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates or the head of the Mossad, I get these wonderful WhatsApps from women saying, do they need to be taken a casserole, a cheesecake, or something, because they are dishy. So I'm just giving a shout out for the ladies.
No argument from me. No argument. Let's move forward. You're brilliant.
who really appreciate our defense minister, and he's fetching blue eyes, but a very, very important and historical trip to Bahrain. And yeah, we hope that we will see this cooperation just increase and increase, as it has done and is doing with the United Arab Emirates.
Right, the next story is an interesting one because I just don't see Israel having any positive outcome here at all. The Ukrainian FM saying we're interested in more help from Israel. Israel clearly has an important strategic alliance with Russia in regard to Syria. I mean, you just can't win here, can you?
It is a difficult one, and there are a lot of conversations happening at the highest levels because we have good relations with both countries, and we are in a situation, I mean, you wouldn't know from all the coverage on social media, on J Twitter, and our opposing arguers, that we're looking at, we're sitting really on the cusp of what could be a major war between the Ukrainians and Russia. But the Ukrainians say they are looking to Israel with for more help from a cyber perspective, from a military perspective, from a security perspective. Israel has to look at this very, very carefully, because we also know what we are dealing with a Putin. And we have good relations with Russia, and it's important we maintain those good relations with Russia, because Russia is almost the buffer between us and Iran. But we understand very well where the Ukrainians are coming from, and what it's like to have to defend your sovereignty. So it's an extraordinary position to be put in. Just a couple of weeks ago, news leaked that the Ukrainians approached Naftali Bennett, our prime minister, for Israel to act or to host some kind of peace conference, some peace talks, maybe in Jerusalem on neutral ground. And Putin indicated he wasn't interested, and those talks stopped.
Interesting stuff. Let's move on to the story of the Qatari FM. No normalization with Israel. This is interesting because this comes after a very significant newspaper in Kuwait pushing for normalization.
Well, yes, this is the Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. He says that there won't be any kind of normalization moves with Qatar and Israel. He was talking to Axios, the political website. Some very, very good content there if you're ever looking to increase your readership. And he says, you know, there were prospects for peace with the Palestinians at some stage. And at some stage, Qatar was prepared to talk to Israel. But at the moment, because the situation is that it is, they will not be pursuing any kind of normalization. But they will be continuing to work with the Palestinians. And as you said, over the weekend, we saw that extraordinary op-ed by the editor-in-chief of the Arab Times, he himself a Kuwaiti, basically saying that it's enough of giving the Palestinians so much aid, so much support, that the Gulf nations had given them billions in aid, and where was that aid money? There were no hospitals, there were no schools, there were no infrastructure built, that all they got in receipt for their funds, for their support, including their support of Palestinian self-determination, were insults, were Palestinian leadership supporting the Iranian-backed Houthis. And they say that enough is enough. Israel is a powerful country in the region. Look what is happening with the Abraham Accords, and it's time for all Gulf states to make friends with Israel.
Hear you loud and clear. Final issue of the day. Will lasers protect Israel is the question you're asking.
Well, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene a couple of months ago said that we had Jewish space lasers setting off fires in California. I cannot confirm or deny we have Jewish space lasers. I can confirm we're not responsible for wildfires in California. And I can also confirm that we have successfully tested our laser defense system that is intended to shoot down rockets, drones, any kind of missiles and projectiles aimed at Israel. And according to Naftali Bennett, addressing a security conference, he said we should be rolling them out within the next year, starting with the south. And he said the long-term goal is to surround Israel with a wall of lasers. Somebody said, I think it was Ronald Reagan, that the future of warfare will be Star Wars. And here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have Star Wars.
Rolene Marks, you've taken us to bang on 5:30. Thank you for your input this whole week. Shabbat shalom to you. And you and I will speak on Monday.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.